Welcome to Geek Beer. This is Ethan.
I'm Tom.
All right.
This is the Geek Beer Podcast.
Podcast!
There's no song yet.
We wish there was a song.
There might be a song eventually.
There is a new version of GarageBand out.
I know. I'm kind of excited about it.
Steve is not doing the keynotes anymore.
They're not going to be keynotes anymore. So it's okay. He took one off because the man is dying.
I'm going to cry. No, we need to have a beer for Steve.
To Steve. I guess it's worth mentioning that today we are doing Hefs.
Hefs.
Which is a style of wheat beer.
Well, yeah.
So we're starting off with the Windmere Hefeweizen. Hefeweizen.
Which is an American-style wheat.
Uncompromised and unfiltered.
Which, according to Beer Town, there are like five different styles of just Hefs. Like, just beers that are called Hefeweizen. And then there are various other Weiss beers or wheat beers. And we have a selection for you today.
Yes. And so this is an American-style Hef, which traditionally, in America, is served with a slice of lemon. Which apparently is one of those things that's heavily frowned upon everywhere but America.
Yeah, the Europeans really laugh at us for it. I think they sort of, the Germans sort of feel like serving a Hef with a lemon is like the French. They think of it the same way as the French think of us buying croutons instead of making them ourselves.
Well, these Germans, you know, fucking Germans, these are the same people who will serve you a half a beer with a half a lemonade. And somehow that's okay, but I can't put...
I don't think that's the Germans. I think that's the Brits.
That's the Germans. That might be the Brits.
I think that's the Brits.
Well, they're all over in Europe.
So Weiss beers, in the States at least, can be either ales or lagers. It's one of the very few styles that can transcend boundaries. They typically have a pretty heavy head. They always have suspended yeast content, so they're cloudy. And the suspended yeast content sort of holds on to some protein, so they typically have a sort of a frothy head, usually. And Widmer is all those things, although I believe it's an A.
Yeah. I will say that this was probably, for a long time, one of my favorite beers. And now I've outgrown you, Windmere.
I have to say, it's very drinkable, but it's not very interesting.
It's not.
I mean... I think I'm going to put a lemon in mine, just
to spice things up a little bit.
Yeah, it's really, like, I don't know, it's a well-made beer.
Yeah.
It follows all the style guidelines, 4.9%, right smack dab in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is.
The Windmere does have some, I'm not sure how to classify it. It has some sort of character in the finish that I don't particularly care for.
Is it a spice of some kind, like... Cloves are pretty common in European hefs, but they're supposed to be absent from American hefs.
It's a little sour or a little off.
Oh yeah, it finishes like you've eaten lots of hefs finish citrusy. That's where the
not a citrusy kind of sour. I mean, put a lemon in here. Obviously, it's a little sour.
But usually
the sour I'm talking about, like a lemon sour, sort of hits you in the front of the mouth.
Yeah,
but this sour sort of hits more in the back.
Yeah, I agree that the Widmer in particular has sort of an odd finish. It sort of tastes like you ate not just a lemon, but sort of a off lemon, like maybe a moldy lemon.
Moldy lemon. That sounds like a great name for a band.
Moldy lemon.
Moldy lemon! So yeah, I'm enjoying it though. I'm quaffing. I'm definitely quaffing this beer. This is not a sipping beer.
Oh, it should be noted that because of the high protein content, you don't normally want to drink Hefs really quickly. Lots of people have sort of an adverse upper stomach reaction from high-protein beers.
You mean puking?
Yeah. Yeah.
By lots of people, do you mean you?
No. People get nauseous drinking high-protein beers.
By people, do you mean you?
No.
Are you nauseous?
I'm not going to be able to finish mine that fast, dude.
What? You've got less than me.
I've been drinking it like twice as long.
It's not even that carbonated. It's got a very low carbonation to it as well, but not like in a disgusting kind of way.
Definitely again, not in a disgusting kind of way.
And you can have beers that are lowly carbonated in a disgusting kind of way.
But yes, you can.
This is just quaffable.
I'm just going to open one of these pyramids because we have a bunch of beers to get to.
Cry, baby.
Fucking twist caps.
Yeah, seriously.
Why do twist caps suck?
Because
you can't reuse them.
So now, again, we're going on to our pyramid Hefeweizen. Hefeweizen. Hefeweizen.
So the pyramid Hef, the head on it is not quite as thick.
And it also looks a little bit more dark, a little more caramel colored, I'd say.
Oh yeah, it's definitely cloudier too.
Well, it's kind of hard to say because of the color difference. So you may be right though.
I think it's cloudier. It looks definitely less clear. Like my lemon disappears faster in this beer. You know, as, I look into the glass.
As you look into the glass, the lemon disappears.
Our listeners can't see me.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
That's so true. My scars would frighten them.
I would say it smells exactly the goddamn same.
Oh, no, it's totally more citrusy.
Well, you've got a lemon in there now.
I had a lemon in there before.
Lemon now.
I had a lemon. I'm taking the lemon out for the German styles, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
Their slogan, by the way, it's trademarked. Refreshingly unfiltered.
Huh.
So now your beer can either be unfiltered, refreshingly unfiltered, or it can be cold filtered. Which one is better? That's right. They're both better. All right, I'm going to try it. Are you going to try it?
Oh, I guess we could drink this.
Now I remember why the lemons seemed weird. Because I've never been served a Pyramid Hef with a lemon. I've been served it with an orange, because it has distinctly more orange notes
than
Widmer Hef.
I do remember this abomination. You know, and this may be something that is more traditional outside of Western United States, but I know that every time I've been in the Midwest or the East Coast and I've ordered a Hef, it always comes with orange as opposed to lemon.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I can see why with this beer. It's definitely more orangey. The lemon actually seems a little out of place. It's more carbonated, is that true?
This definitely has a slightly stronger carbonation to it, but still not strong. It's not a strong carbonation.
Mm-mm.
It's still fairly mild.
It's not like a Bud Light or anything.
No.
It's also got a heavier mouthfeel, I think, than the Widmer, and it has that same sort of pale ale background, right? Sort of a mild hop bitterness, hop flavor, no hop aroma.
Yeah.
Really to speak of, and some floral notes on the nose, but nothing really that interesting.
Again, a very general beer. Yeah, this is a beer you could bring home to your mother.
And yeah, and I think if you just want to try a Hef, an American Hef, either Pyramid or Widmer will do.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very similar beers.
They really are. I'm going to finish off this Pyramid and move on to more exciting fare.
All right, should we try this German weirdness?
The German weirdness.
Like I said, the brew store was closed, or the beer store was closed, so I went to the local store. And
I would say that our local supermarket probably has a selection that's on par with most places' specialty beer selections.
Yeah, it's quite true. Seattle's a fantastic place.
It really is. And you should still hear Ethan bitch. He's like, oh god, they had a horrible selection of Hefs. They have two, like, imported Hefs there, at least, if not three.
That's true.
In addition. Oh my god.
Holy
the
shit.
Head on this thing is ridiculous.
I poured that. Here, you try to pour.
So there's
better than me. You usually do it. I'm not a great pourer.
You aren't. But Ethan poured his beer, and there's literally maybe 3 ounces of beer in there, but it's filling up about half of this liter glass with the head. And the head just kept on growing like some kind of magic trick.
Although it's dissipating really quickly now. Like, it's dissipating.
It is.
You know, it's not dissipating like Bud, but it's dissipating like a normal pail.
It's not like, you know, filtered beer clear.
But it's definitely much more clear than either one of the beers we've had
yes.
so far.
Yes, so this one you can almost... I could hold my glass up to something and read through the other side.
5.5% alcohol, so it's a heavier beer. German wheats are much different than American wheats, typically. And there are like 8 different kinds, and I don't know what this is supposed to be. So I'm not even going to guess. We're just going to try it and find out.
It has a really strong, sort of spicy, heady smell to it.
Oh, that's that clovey smell that American hefs aren't supposed to have.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm suddenly impressed with our local supermarket again.
Yeah, you quit complaining.
So the other interesting thing about German style and Bavarian style wheats is that they often have a banana character. And,
banana?
Yeah, Dan the brewmaster.
That
brewed,
shit is bananas.
Yeah, well,
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S.
So I know I said originally this head was dissipating rather quickly, and originally it was, but it's actually stuck around a little while here.
Yours is stuck around a little better than mine.
Oh, sorry.
This reminds me a lot of a sort of a much fuller, sort of well-rounded Saison DuPont, sort of their farmhouse ale.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is also wheat, and it also has that clovey flavor to it.
Yep, and that also has...
But that's a really light beer, and it's designed to be a really light beer. Yep. It's supposed to be like a table beer, like something that you would drink with dinner, not to get drunk, just to drink beer with your dinner. So it's like a 3% alcohol or something like that.
Yeah.
So this reminds me of that, only with sort of a much more robust flavor. It's got a heavier mouthfeel to it. It's like if you were to take that and kick it up a couple notches. If you were to bam it once in Emerald Speak. If you were to bam that beer.
If you were
beer,
to bam this, it would become that? Or if you would be in...
If you were to bam Saison DuPont.
Yeah.
Just bam it. Just go bam!
Yeah.
You would get this.
Well, based on
the I really like this though.
Based on the world, I actually was about to say it. It's pretty fantastic. Based on the world, the beer tone guidelines, I would call this a South German style Hefeweizen. It's got a clovey characteristic. I'm not sure if I'm imagining it, but there's a little banana there. No,
you might be. Hold on. Let me taste for banana. Let me turn on my banana dar. Yeah, I'm not getting any banana.
Even with the banana dart turned on?
I tuned it all the way up. The chance of getting a false positive at this point is actually rather high. I'm not tasting the banana, and it could just be me.
It's also got, I think, a bigger malt flavor, along with that sort of spice characteristic.
Yeah.
The hop flavor is even more subdued, and the bitterness is even more subdued than in the American varietals, but I really like the spice character.
I don't even taste the bitterness while I'm drinking it. The bitterness doesn't even come out until well into the aftertaste.
Yep. I like it. And it doesn't have that sort of weird citrus, like over citrusy aftertaste of the pyramid.
This is a pretty I think this is a pretty fantastic beer. I'm actually very impressed with this. Would drink again. A++++.
For sure. I wish it had a bigger mouthfeel like the Widmer, but the flavor is pretty fantastic.
I really don't feel like this would benefit at all from any lemon.
No, it's really.
But it's I have to try now, just because I've said that I don't think it would.
So this beer has a
swirl that around.
This beer has a B+ from Beer Advocate, which means they like it better than the Widmer and Pyramid as well.
I would say the lemon almost kind of kills the flavor. If you put some lemon in here,
really,
it kills. It almost ends up tasting exactly like the. The Windmere or the Pyramid.
Don't you wonder now what those taste like without the lemon? Aren't you sad you didn't try them? Maybe they're just as good.
I've had them.
Maybe they're just as good.
I've had them, we already agreed that they weren't. But no, I would say I can understand now why the Germans kind of think we're fucking nuts for putting lemon in our beer, because it really does kill the flavor of a good beer like this. I think with the Windmere Hef and the Pyramid Hef, I think it's more on the lines of putting a lime in your Corona. It's just
put the lime in the Corona. Oh no, that's a different song.
That's a totally different song. How drunk are you, man?
I've only had like two beers.
So what are we opening right now?
The Franziskaner. I don't know. Is that how you say it? Franziskaner.
Franziskaner Hefeweiss.
Dunkel. I love the word dunkel. It might be my favorite word.
Brau Munichen.
So,
I think it's made in Munich.
You think?
I think. Spatenbrau Munich, Germany. Yeah. Yep. Oh, this is also...
From Munich.
No. This is a malt liquor.
What?
This is listed as a malt liquor. Brewed and bottled by Spatenbrau Munich, Germany. Malt liquor.
How is it a malt liquor?
I don't know.
5% alcohol.
Well, probably because it doesn't have any hops.
What?
Which would make it a malt liquor.
I don't know what style that would make it, though. Oh, God! Ethan runs to the beer tower.
It's a Hefeweiss. It is kind of dark.
And that's a fucking head.
Well, I kind of fucked up the pour towards the end. But I did it on purpose. Yeah, so sure, you could see.
Sure you did. So this is
this
actually...
This is like cola style. This is like Bock style dark.
Yeah, so this actually... I think this fits the German style dark wheat ale, number 73 on the Beertown list. In the subcategory, but it fits best, I think, just based on the color, pour, and name.
Ooh, and this is a bottle-conditioned beer, by the way.
And you just poured all the yeast in my beer? Anyway, I think this beer fits the South German-style Bernsteinfarbenes-Weizen, or / Weissbier.
Weissbier.
Yeah, which is indeed, I think, what it says on the bottle. So this is actually a totally different style, a dark wheat ale, dark yellow to amber in color, distinct sweet maltiness, so it should taste a little like a Bock, it sounds like.
Light does not get through my glass, by the way.
Hop bitterness is low. Hop flavor and aroma are totally absent. So yeah, this very well could have been made with no hops.
Yeah.
Therefore, yeah, you're probably right.
BA malt liquor.
Wheat malt is at least 50%. I would say, based on the cloudiness here, more than 50%.
Mm-hmm. It's a dark beer.
All right, let's try it.
Cheers.
Oh, it smells like a Bock.
Kind of tastes a little.
Tastes like a wheaty Bock.
Yeah. It's got that, it's really sweet. But it also has definitely has the spicy notes of the
cloves. Yeah.
Yes, thank you for saving me there. I think of all four that we've had so far, I much appreciated the
Polliner.
I much appreciated the Polliner. This one, I could probably go without having again. Nothing terribly impressive going on, but...
What, in the Franziskaner?
Yeah, the Franziskaner.
Really?
It's all right. It's different. I'll give it that. It's different from everything we've had so far.
Yeah, that's a complicated beer. But it's got a really clean finish. I like it. I think it's good. It's got a sweet flavor, clean finish. I think it's drinkable.
It's
a little heavy.
Again, all the beers we've had tonight, I would drink again.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Even the Pyramid Hefeweizen?
Of course. God. If I'm in a bar, I'll order a Pyramid.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What if they have Pyramid and Widmer?
Why would they have both? It's redundant to have both on tap.
The Franziskaner is a beer I would be interested to have on tap.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be interested to see how this tastes just a little bit fresher. So, while we're finishing this last beer, what say you to Geek Beer News?
Oh, yeah.
I have picked and chosen beer news from various
I think places. Even earlier today you mentioned some interesting beer news. I think earlier today when you were talking to me about stuff and things. So earlier today you were talking to me. What a goddamn train wreck that was! So earlier today you gave me some interesting beer news, I think. I think there's at least one thing we can talk about today.
What was that?
You mentioned a local bar here that... What? So I had this dream earlier today.
Set mail.
There you go.
Okay, so for now we'll focus on sort of beer news in general, and with a focus on local news, because that's, you know, when I get newsletters for brew pubs, that's what I get, because I don't know any brew pubs in Minneapolis or Munich. Or
we need to go on a beercation.
Taiwan. Are there brew pubs in Taiwan?
I hope not.
That would be kind of frightening. I've never drunk a Taiwanese beer. So, first of all, there's a brew production company. They're called Big Al Brewing. So Big Al Brewing solicits ideas from local brewers. And every 3 months they pick one that they like, and they make 30 barrels of it, and they sell it to local pubs that they have connections to.
Really?
Yeah. So
they make beer themselves, you say?
And one of the pubs they sell to is this new place in Greenwood called Naked City Brewing. Anyway... I thought that was interesting. There's this company that I never heard of before. They've been around quite a while, like a couple years.
Yeah.
And they make local beer. That's all they do. They make local beer. They sell kegs to local brew pubs. They don't have a brew pub themselves.
Big Al? You're talking about Big Al right now.
Yeah, Big Al.
Not Naked City, correct?
Not Naked City, yeah. Okay. Big Al. They have a tasting room where they sell chips. Because they have to, by Washington state law.
Yes, any place that serves alcohol must also serve fried chicken.
Anyway, other news. Dogfish Head has released their 2009 beer release schedule.
Dogfish Head.
I guess when
these guys are nuts, by the way. I love these guys. Everything about Dogfish Head is fantastic.
They are... I didn't know this, but apparently they're 120-minute IPA.
Yeah.
Not a beer available year-round.
Well, maybe part of... Is it always not available year-round, or part of it may be due to the hop shortage?
It's just these last couple years, so it could just be the hop shortage. It definitely could be. In this case, this year, it's available in January, May, and September.
Well, they definitely make very complex beers.
That is an understatement.
Yeah. For anyone out there who has not had... And by anyone out there, I mean the one random guy who accidentally found this and has decided to keep listening all the way through.
I'm so glad we have a listener.
Hello! How are you today, listener? But anyone out there who hasn't had Dogfish Head, they make a selection of beers that is original.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a beer from Dogfish Head that I've disliked, but I've also never had a beer from Dogfish Head that I would order again more than once.
Anyway, so Dogfish Head's got their release schedule out. Anything else going on in the world of beer news?
There are three beer festivals.
Three, you say?
This weekend, yeah.
In Seattle, you say?
No. God, no. You're funny.
Oh, I know.
There's one in Derby, England.
I don't give a shit.
There's one in Vail, Colorado.
Yeah, I don't care about that either.
And there's one in Exeter, England.
Oh, man.
We're not in any of those places.
We're nowhere near any of those places.
Yeah. And on the 16th, the 17th, there are three more.
Hey.
Boston, Mass., Anchorage, Alaska, and Ellensburg, Washington.
Ellensburg, you say?
Yep.
I think it's time to do an on-site geek beer podcast.
Sponsored by the Ellensburg Chamber of Commerce.
I've actually been to that once.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Ellensburg Chamber of Commerce?
No, the Ellensburg Beer Festival.
The Winter Hop Brew Fest?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I went there one time.
I'm totally speechless. I don't even know what to say. I didn't even know you'd been to Ellensburg. Oh, I did know you'd been to Ellensburg.
I wouldn't recommend going to it, by the way.
Really?
Yes. It's a horrifying experience.
That's about it, though. Like, really, all the rest of the beer news that I could find is like...
That's it?
Come on, that's three pieces of beer-related stuff.
Okay, yeah, I can... I'll take it. All right, cool. Well, that's it.
What? Really? I'm so sad.
Well, we've been talking for like an hour.
But I've been having fun.
No, you haven't.
I always have fun, Tom.
That's kind of weird.
Well, all right. This is Geek Beer.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, you didn't even always, bait that time.
You always try to bait me.
They don't know.
A master baiter, Ethan. A master baiter.
That's so true. You're the one that's looking at Reddit Gone Wild. You probably still got that bitch's...
It's a little bit stiff.